Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right, I've got 61 milestones. I've been saved 51 of them, and the Lord has never forsaken me.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
And I don't believe he ever will. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Just glad to be saved this morning, mm-hmm. and to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's good to have each one here, and Brother Larry Smith and Sister Sheila. Our daughter's here today. They come up from Texas, you know, and a lot of people think they ain't nothing good in Kentucky, but they come all the way back up here to get green beans. They're good down in Texas. They're good up here. And, so anyway, we're glad they'll be going back tomorrow, and so we pray for them. God will give them a safe trip as they go back there to where they live, there near Arlington, Texas. All right, let's open our Bibles this morning, please, to Psalms chapter number 11 today. Psalms chapter number 11, we're going to read all the verses today. And we will read verse 3 together, but we'll read all the verses today. Psalms 11, verse 1 through verse 7, we'll read verse 3 together. In the Lord put I my trust. How say you to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Below the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. Read this together.
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids try the children of man. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares and fire and brimstone and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doeth behold the upright. Thank you, may be seated. Our fathers, we call upon you, Lord, this morning. Lord, we call upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another day the Lord has given us to be able to come and gather together and assemble ourselves, Lord, for the purpose of worship. That, Lord, that we might come and hear the Word of God. And, Lord, that the Word of God might be taken, Lord, to reprove us, rebuke us, and to exhort us, Lord, with long-suffering. And, Lord, we realize that, Lord, as we come today, that, Lord, we stand in need of Thee. We thank You, Lord, for the blessings of the past week. We thank You, Lord, for what we've heard, what we felt, what we experienced. We come today and asking the Lord to help us today from His precious Word. If there's lost people here today, I pray that, Lord, that they would experience the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, they would be convinced of their lost condition and that they might realize Christ is the answer for sin and for all other things, and that they might come and kneel before Him and ask for Him, Lord, to forgive them of their sin and to save the wretched soul and give them place in heaven when this life is over. Lord, to us that are saved today, which will make up the biggest majority of this congregation today, we pray the Lord stir our hearts and speak to us and help us, Lord, to determine in our hearts to draw near to God and to hear the Word and then to put it into practice in our life. And we'll be careful, Lord, for all the things that, Lord, that would happen today that are good. We know that every good thing comes from God. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory and honor, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Here's the Psalms written amidst the troubling circumstances in which David finds himself. He was in personal danger from the government of Saul, or the kingdom of Saul. Saul has turned upon David, and he is persecuting David. He's hunting David. He's desiring to even take David's life. And David finds himself in these troubling circumstances. And he asked the question, he said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, some of David's friends have, verse 1, they said, you need to flee, you need to run, just flee as a bird to your mountain. And they're saying, in essence, there's really nothing you can do. When the foundations are destroyed, there is literally, really nothing that you can do. But in David's mind, he sees it otherwise, and David sees some things that even though the foundations might be destroyed, that he can do.
Yes, right.
Now, you can look at that question in two different ways. You can say, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And then you can look at it in the sense of David's friends and say, well, there's nothing you can do. That's what's implied there in one way, that if the foundations are destroyed, there's nothing you can do. But on the other hand, it says if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's indicating there's something that you can do. That even though the foundations are destroyed, that there's still something you can do. David finds himself in these circumstances because of the kingdom of Saul and his leadership. And so we draw some similarity here to David in this situation, because that we find that we're living in a world where that the foundations are being destroyed. And we look around, and over the last 20 years, they've been chipping away at them, and they've been trying to get the foundations to crumble and to fall, and they chipped at the Bible foundation and removed it from all public arena as much as they can, and if they could, they would remove it from all public arena.
Bless the Lord.
Just a matter of time before they pass a law against you having that book that you hold today. They have destroyed the foundations. They have tried for many years to destroy the foundation of creation. How that God made us, and how do we know that God is our creator? We know that all living things was created by God. And yet they have tried to insert into public arena and into educational places. They have tried to crumble and tried to hammer that foundation. They have tried to insert Darwinism and other theories that they have tried to insert, and truly the foundations are crumbling, and in some cases that they are even destroyed. Amen. They are seeking to change times and laws. Is what they're doing, as Daniel spoke about in his prophetic book. Amen. But David, he doesn't see it like his friends do. And David, he says in these verses, in so many words, there's some things that you can still do if the foundations be destroyed. One of the things David said is in verse 1, and David said, I'll put my trust in the Lord. David said, I'll just keep trusting the Lord. I don't care what to do. I'm going to keep trusting the Lord. I'm glad this morning, thank God, that we can put our trust in the Lord. And that's what I suggest you do in times like these. Is that you put your trust in Jehovah God.
Amen.
You put your trust in the words of God. Amen. You put your trust in the Son of God. You put your trust in the things of God. And David said, that's what I'm going to do. David said, I'm going to trust the Lord. Then David says in verse 4, he said, the Lord is in His holy temple.
Right.
The Lord's throne is in heaven. David says, I'm going to take it up and look. He said, I ain't going to look so much at what they're doing down here in destroying the foundation. David said, I'm going to keep looking up. Brother Gordon pulled up this morning out there to let Anna out, and I just kind of glanced, and just for a second, he looked so much like a preacher friend of mine, Bill Ledbetter. And I had him on my mind because they had a celebration for his dear wife Dorothy, and we were supposed to go up this weekend there to that celebration to see them, their dear friends. But one thing I shall ever remember about old Brother Leo Field Ledbetter is a phrase that he always had. And old Leo would always say, when you hang up, keep looking up. Keep looking up. I suggest to you this morning that you keep looking up. Amen. Don't look so much outward, but look upward. Because I do remind you, as the Word of God says, that the Lord is in His holy temple.
Amen.
He is there. Amen. I don't know if you noticed our sign out on the church parking lot, but our sign says the Supreme Court is not in Washington, D.C. It's in heaven. There's a higher than anything down here. I'll tell you, that's where the final answer is going to be found. It's in heaven. Amen. I'm glad the Lord's up there. I know it's pretty strong language for a lovey-dovey type world in which we live. But verse 5 said, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't say that. God did.
Right.
God said he hated the wicked.
Right.
God loves the righteous, but he hates the wicked, the Bible said. I'm sorry, but he didn't say there, God loves the sinner but hates the sin. That ain't what it said. I'm just reading to you what it said. It said that God, he hates the wicked. And the Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. The Bible says. Say, preacher, God mad at me? Are you wicked?
Right.
You're wicked, God's mad at you. Every day. Amen.
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 The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked. Now that's a wicked thing, there.
Yeah.
That's not just somebody not saved.
Yeah. Right. Right.
That's a degree of wickedness.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
That God hates the wicked.
Yes.
The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. And upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be his portion.
Right.
I'm sorry, but that don't sound like something good's going to happen to you.
Yes,
if you're wicked, amen.
Amen.
The Bible said God is going to rain fire and brimstone upon them. Now, we can adjust our theology, and we can try to accept and love everybody like the world wants us to do, but if you do that, you're going to be at odds with God.
That's
amen.
That's
right.
That's right.
You're right.
Amen.
Right.
He's holy.
Somebody said, I hope the Lord's on my side. I forgot that stuff. I just got on the Lord's side.
Amen.
That's what he said. The Lord said there when Moses and Aaron were out there, and the Lord said, who's on the Lord's side?
Right.
They got over on the Lord's side.
Amen.
The earth opened up and swallowed them as on the other side.
Amen.
I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen. Amen.
You say, how do you get on the Lord's side? Get saved and get you a Bible and believe what it says and do what it says and stand for God. When everybody else goes the other way, you stand for God.
Right.
Amen. David said, I'm going to take an upward look. David said in verse 5 through 7, he said, I can take confidence in a righteous God.
Amen.
He's saying God's righteous, and whatever is right, that's what God will do.
Amen.
Right.
Whatever's right, that's what God will do.
Amen, brother.
You say, well, I don't think God would have. Well, it was right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was right. Abraham said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? He'll do it, I tell you.
Amen.
Because if he does anything other than right, he quits being God. He'll do what's right.
Amen.
Amen. He's the judge. He's the one that calls the shots. He's the one that makes all the final decisions.
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. I know people think they do, but really they don't.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Right.
But I'm preaching this morning on, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Oh, man.
Right.
The righteous meaning those that are saved.
Amen.
The righteous meaning those that love God and love the things of God.
Yes.
And trying to live for God.
Amen.
If the foundations be destroyed, what are we going to do? Are we going to close up our churches? What are we going to do? Are we going to redo our bylaws? to accept sin?
No.
What are we going to do? Are we going to quit preaching?
No.
And are we going to monitor our speech and our teaching and our preaching to adapt to what the world wants? What are we going to do?
Thank you, Lord.
If the foundations be destroyed, we're going to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Because they are being destroyed.
Amen.
Amen. You said, Brother Rick, we feel so helpless. We can't do anything. Oh, there's some things we can do.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, what are we going to do? Well, we can pray for revival. Yes.
That's Amen. Right, Brother Rick.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Did you know Psalm 138, verse 7 said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me.
Amen.
Right.
David said, it's a troubled time, it's a bad time, it's a terrible time.
Right.
But David said, God, you're still able to revive me.
Amen.
Right.
Psalms 85, he asked the question, will thou not revive us again? Possibility there.
Yeah. Right.
That God might revive us again.
Amen.
Habakkuk 3 and 2 said, O Lord, revive thy work. Amen.
Him,
in other words, he's saying, God, revive me. God, revive us. God, revive the Word. God, revive the church. You say, is there any hope left? Well, yeah. As long as God's God and as long as the Bible's the Bible, God is still able to do it. Amen. You think He's going to do it, Brother Rick? And no, it's not what He's going to do. It depends on what you and I are going to do. If you and I do what we're supposed to do, God will always do what He promised to do. Second Chronicles, God made a promise to Solomon. Solomon's David's son.
Yeah.
And God made a promise to him, and He said, if my people, that's Israel, that's the Jew, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
That ain't talking about
the world that's lost turning from their wicked ways.
Right.
That ain't talking about lost people that don't know nothing about God turning from their wicked ways.
Right.
God said, if my people, Israel, Jews, God said, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, you know that we as Christians can have some awful wicked ways.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Amen. That's Amen. Part of the problem this morning.
Amen, right. Brother Rick.
Yes, right.
That's part of the problem is we don't live out our faith every day. We don't live out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We don't live out that seventh-day faith. And the world has looked at us, Brother Marty, and they see us going to the house of God on Sunday, but they see other things on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm telling you, that's part of the problem today.
Amen.
God's people have done what they ought to do and stuck by the staff. We wouldn't be in the mess we're in today.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
It's a promise to Solomon. He said that they'll humble themselves.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Got to get humble.
Yeah.
Now, there's two ways of things about humbling. You can humble yourself, or the Lord can humble you.
Yes,
right.
In 1 Peter, the Lord says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Right.
Yeah.
But Brother Nathan, if we as individuals in a nation won't humble ourselves, God has ways of humbling us.
Oh, yeah.
God humbled Israel.
Yeah.
You say, how did He humble them? He brought wicked, ungodly nations in upon them and destroyed them, took them captive, killed their young children. God humbled Israel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I tell you, God can humble us. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He can. He said, and pray.
Yeah.
Pray. Now, that's more than blessing or food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the next word says, and seek my face. That's an earnest praying. That's a praying that you see God. That's a praying that you break food. You pray food. You know God's heard you.
Amen.
He said, they'll seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Right.
You see so many people come to the altar.
Bless him, Lord.
And confess a sin or give up a habit. to turn right around and go right back to it.
Right.
Right.
They'll stand up and bow to God and bow in the congregation what they've done. And then they'll turn around and go right back to them.
Right.
God ain't in that.
Yeah.
God ain't for that.
Right.
God says if you bow something to God, be sure that you pay it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, Brother Rick.
Well, it's something when you stand up and you tell other people, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You make that vow before God and you don't keep that vow. God holds you responsible for that vow, whether you do it or not. Amen?
Amen.
And He said, I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land.
Right.
You know where in Deuteronomy, you know what happened when the nation forgot God?
Oh.
All the rain came at the wrong time.
Yeah.
It came too much or didn't come at all.
Right.
That was a sign that God was displeased with them.
Amen.
Amen. You can sing God Bless America till you get so hoarse that you can't even hear you sing no more. But God ain't going to bless America as long as we're living like we're living and doing like we're doing. It ain't going to happen, folks.
Amen.
He's a holy God. He's a righteous God.
Amen.
He's a just God.
Amen.
But don't you think if God made that promise to Solomon, even though it's to the Jew, don't you think God would still honor that?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
If we done that today,
right.
I believe it would. You know, we got some past history for that. You know, Nineveh was a wicked place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so wicked that even the preacher didn't want to go down there, Brother Parrish, because Nineveh was so wicked, he didn't want to go. He didn't think God couldn't even forgive him. He didn't want God to forgive him.
Right. That's right.
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 Brother Eddie, he took his journey and he went in another direction. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. But I want you to know that, you know how that after chapter 1, God sent a great storm. Try to turn him away.
Yeah.
Try to turn him around.
Right.
God sent storms in our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To turn us around.
That's
Jonah knew he was a problem. Jonah said that this is all happening because of me. Throw me overboard in it. And the storm of seas.
Right. Yeah.
And they throw Jonah overboard.
Mm.
God prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that Jonah went down to the bottoms. Sometimes God's got to take a person, a people, a nation. God's got to take them to the bottom.
Amen, yeah. Brother Rick.
Before they really begin to pray and really cry out to God, really get a hold of God.
That's good preaching.
Now what Jonah's doing in chapter 2 is what I read in 2 Chronicles 7. Brother, he begins to humble himself. He begins to pray. He begins to seek God. He begins to cry out to God.
Amen. Bless you, Brother Rick.
Guess what? God heard him.
Amen.
The widow got sick. He come up and spit Jonah out on the ground. And he hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says he made a 3-day journey in one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's real anxious to get back to preaching.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
And I tell you that God can get a hold of us as people.
Yes.
God can get a hold of us in such a way. We can't wait to get back to church. We can't wait, thank God, to get back to singing. We can't wait to get back to preaching. I tell you, God can do that. Jonah, he hit the ground running. He went down there. And y'all would have liked the length of his sermon. You might not like the substance of it.
Amen.
But he said, 40 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nineveh's going to be overthrown.
Right.
Set the clock. All we say, you got 40 days. I wonder how much this service would change this morning if we knew how much time we really had.
Right.
Yeah.
Think
about that.
Yeah.
Jack, I don't mean as individuals. I mean as America.
Yeah.
As America. How we really knew how much time we had.
Amen.
Right.
Brother Nathan, I believe the campgrounds would be fire and the churches would be full.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We think it's going to always be like it's always been.
Amen.
But even today, it ain't always been. It ain't like it's always been.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, he preached, boy.
Bless him, Lord.
He said that so the people of Nineveh believed God.
Yeah.
Proclaim the fast and put on sackcloth and grace them, even the least of them. When the word came unto the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne. He laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and set in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout heaven by the decree of the king of his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water, but let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God.
Amen.
And to turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Would you like to go up, turn your radio on when you get in the car? It's like breaking news. Breaking news. The president is coming to the White House this morning in sackcloth and ashes.
Right, right.
He's proclaimed the fast because all is perfect.
Yeah.
He said, don't eat anything. Don't even feed your dog. Don't feed your cat. Yeah. We're going to pray. We're going to seek God.
Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to dream there for a minute, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
But you say, what would happen, brother? I said, we can pray for revival.
Amen.
You say, you think we can have it? Look at verse 9. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? Mm-hmm. God did hear.
Amen.
God did repent.
Yeah.
And God did let Nineveh live.
That's right.
Amen.
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 So we can, what can the righteous do? We can pray for revival.
Amen.
We have a past history that we can look to and give us faith. If God didn't expect there, God can do it again.
Amen.
So be it real.
Right.
We have confidence in the Word of God. Jeremiah, people say, what are we going to do, Brother Rick? Jeremiah 33:3, God said, call unto me.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'll answer thee and show thee great mighty things thou knowest not. God said, pray, and I'll show you what to do. Luke 18:1, God said, men ought always to pray.
Right.
Now, I wasn't the smartest one in my class.
Listen, Lord.
I didn't graduate with honors. I know what that means. He said, men ought always to pray.
Right.
You say, what's that mean? That means that you and me were to pray always, no matter what to do, no matter what to say,
amen.
No matter what's going on.
Amen.
We're going to always pray.
Amen.
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 Yep. Amen.
That's right.
Acts 12:5. The early church, they had a plan for disasters and persecution. Acts 12 said they cut off James's head. They were persecuting the church and they arrested Peter and put him down in prison.
Right.
You say, what'd they do? They didn't call all the deacons. You say, we need to have a meeting. They didn't say, does anybody know a good bondsman we can get to pay him out? No, sir. It said that prayer was made in the church of God without ceasing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
You say, what happened? He got out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Prayer can get you out.
Amen.
Boy, you better be glad for some praying people, thank God.
Amen.
You better be glad for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Rick.
So we can pray for revival.
That's right.
Amen.
Lord, put that on our little prayer book. Lord, put that up there somewhere, top our prayer list. God help you every day to remember to pray for revival.
Amen.
Because who knows if God will turn. Who knows? But then, we can prepare for survival.
That's right.
Right.
You say, what do you mean, Brother Rick? We can get ready to survive no matter what they do.
That's right.
Amen.
You notice that root word, revive. Mm-hmm. And then look at that word, survive. Oh, well, the same word in that. Amen? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't like we didn't know what was coming.
Right.
Amen, Brother.
Amen.
We've had a Bible. We've had good preachers. We've had good teachers. And we know what the Word says. And we know what was coming.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. It won't come upon us unaware.
We'll be expecting it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. But I'll tell you what, I'm planning for survival.
Yeah.
You say, what do you mean? I don't mean for this world to kill my faith.
Bless him, Lord.
Right.
I don't aim for this world, no matter what they do. I don't aim for them to stop my believing, my worshiping God, my serving God.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
You say, what are we going to do? Ephesians says, put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities,
mm-hmm.
against powers,
yeah.
against the rulers of the darkness of this world,
mm-hmm.
against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen, yeah. brother.
Right.
High places.
Amen.
Like supreme places.
Right.
Utmost places.
Yeah.
Wickedness in high places.
Yeah.
Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God.
That's right.
We got some Christians, don't even know there is armor.
Amen.
Right.
You're a soldier, you're saved.
That's right.
Said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some people got saved and didn't even know they got in the army.
Right. Amen, Brother Eddie.
Right.
Brother Eddie, we're soldiers. We're in battle.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're not mighty. We're not to take a gun and shoot nobody or kill nobody. Our weapons aren't like that, but our weapons are mighty through God.
Amen.
I'm strong on the prayer of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Fast to these things. He says, wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Let me tell you something. If you don't have this armor on, you ain't going to stand.
Yes.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't just know the armor's there.
Yes.
You can't just know what the armor is.
Right.
You got to put it on.
That's right.
Amen.
You can't just have a Bible. You got to read it.
Yeah. Amen.
You can't just read it. You got to do what it says.
That's right.
You can't just know what prayer is. You got to do some prayer.
Yeah.
He said, put on the whole armor of God. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you get that word of God. You just put that truth on. Amen.
That's right.
You just got that truth on. That Bible's your sword.
Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, when the enemy comes against you,
yeah.
He comes up to you, you know, and he says, that Bible ain't true.
Yeah.
You got your law and heard about the truth.
Woo!
Amen. Yeah.
You say every word of God is true.
Amen.
Every word of God is pure.
Woo! That's good, brother.
And they come up to you and they say, you say, there ain't nothing wrong with same-sex marriage.
Mm.
You got that truth on you.
Amen.
Right.
You say, brother, the Bible says it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
There's supposed to be a man and a woman.
Amen.
Man, one woman.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Right.
Not a man, five or six women.
Amen.
Right.
Not a man and a man.
Amen.
Hey.
And so you have to marry.
What's that in the scripture?
You want to bet on that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Bless
you, Lord. God
bless you. Bless you, Brother. There's too many brush harbors out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You said they'll take your tax exempt. Let them have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Yeah. You got a Bible?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know where Woods is.
Yeah.
I've been in Brush Harbors before.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We do it again. Amen.
Right.
We don't have to have all this.
Right.
You're right.
That's right.
There's too so much for brother.
Yeah.
We might do better without it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We get so proud and lost and high-minded and all that, amen.
Yeah. That's right.
You said to put that truth on, boy.
Yeah.
And you say, sir, the Bible says,
amen.
The man shall leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Bible says, sir, husband, love your wife.
Amen.
Amen.
Even like Christ loved the church.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
The Bible does represent him as the bridegroom.
Amen.
We're the bride.
Amen.
You say, why that? Because that's in accordance with the types of the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You gird your loins with truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I said, it's all right to do a little social drinking, but you don't have a while. Let's let the homosexuals rest.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, Lord.
Right.
Yep.
Do not be once named among them.
That's wrong too.
Amen.
Right. Amen. The dog's wrong too, and the man's
Amen.
Wrong.
Now. Amen.
And the marijuana's wrong.
Amen.
And the Paul is wrong.
That's right.
Amen.
Be holy,
yeah.
And I'm holy.
You have a truth.
Yes.
Girded. Amen.
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 The adulterers and the fornicators. Let's get on them too.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Let the homosexual lesbians have about a 5-minute break here.
Bless the Lord.
What about those that are living in adultery? What about those that move in together because we draw a check and we can't live off his check, so we got to live together?
Yes.
Hey, if my God couldn't take care of me after doing right, I'd just give up the whole mess.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So that's how we got here, folks. We justify. We justify.
You're right. Yeah, that's it.
We're too sympathetic.
That's it.
11.
Towards sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
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 Do right. Hey, what about paying your bills? Yeah, it's in there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You're supposed to pay your bills.
Yeah.
You can't pay it. Go there and talk to them. Tell them why you can't pay it.
Right.
Tell them you're a Christian. Don't try to beat them out of it.
Amen.
Yes, good preacher.
Amen.
The world don't like it. Y'all don't like too much, but you get it anyway. I'm talking about having your loins girded about with truth.
Amen.
He said, and heaven on the blessed plate of righteousness.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to do right. Of course, being saved, these are righteous, but that's trying to do right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says Job was a perfect and upright man, one that eschewed evil, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus is our peace.
Amen.
Brother, you have your feet shod with the gospel of peace. You tell everybody, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation of that Christ Jesus, He died for sinners.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
He'll save them.
Thank you, Lord.
Kind of like Abel told Cain. He said, look, if you'll just do right, God will take you too.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you'll just do what's right, yeah, God, if you'll do what's right, accept your Son, repent of your wicked ways, and quit trying to justify it, God will take you too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then he said, and above all, taking the shield of faith, Lord, you should be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yeah.
You say, what's that mean? That means you don't cower down, you don't run away.
Right.
Because they say, that's hate speech.
Yeah.
You don't love me.
Yeah. Bless them all.
You're not supposed to judge.
Amen.
That's just the mouth of a nation of Christians.
Yeah.
Right.
When your Bible tells you, you're to judge all of us.
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
What's that at? Over to Corinthians?
Yeah.
Right.
He said you judge all of things. Amen?
Yeah.
Got a word.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's what you do. They accuse you of judging. They say, well, you hate. But yes, and I hate what God hates.
Yeah. That's it.
That's
right. Amen. I sure do. I hate what God hates.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
When you get saved and get where you need to be with the Lord,
right?
You walk with the Lord, you'll love righteousness, you'll love the Lord, you'll love what God loves, and you'll hate what God hates.
Right.
Amen.
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 Well, you Christians think you're the only one. No, we're not the only one. He'll save you if you come and repent. Get back to God, He'll save you too. Amen.
Amen.
So take the helmet of salvation. Better make sure you got that on real fast.
Yeah.
Make sure you're saved, or you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to survive.
Right.
Praying always with all prayer. That just keeps coming up, don't it? That praying. That we can prepare for revival. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We pray for revival. And we can prepare for survival. We can take our stand with God.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to stand with the Lord.
Amen.
That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did.
That's right.
Amen.
They was only three out of that whole bunch.
Yeah.
You see what happened? They passed the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And they said that everybody, the sound of the music,
yeah.
Everybody's got to start dancing to the music that they play.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
You see, God's children, they don't know that little jig.
Right.
Right.
They said, we're not going to dance to the music of the world. We're not going to do that. And so they brought them in and they said, well, said, look, we know you probably didn't really mean that. We're going to give you another opportunity.
Bless you, Lord Jesus.
They said, okay, please know this, that our God saved us.
Amen.
But whether or not He chooses to get us out or let us go in the fire, we ain't dancing.
Amen.
We're not going to bow, we're not going to bend, we're not going to break.
Yep, right.
And they could have added to that, we're not going to burn.
Yeah.
Amen.
I love that story, Daniel. Don't you like that?
Yeah.
For the Bible said they throw them in, they heated it up hot. You know, they heated it up 7 times hotter. And they put coats on them, hats on them. They throw them down in there.
Yeah.
I said, I know, bless God, they wasn't Baptists. The Bible said when they come out, they didn't have no smell of smoke on them. Amen.
Amen.
They come out, and the Bible said the old king got up, he looked in there, and he said, I thought we found 3 men in there.
Yeah. He's in there.
They said, we did throw 3 in there, king. And he said, well, I see a 4th man in there. He looks like the Son of God.
Amen.
Somebody said, that's a Bible mistranslation.
Amen.
But no, sir, it ain't unless you got the wrong Bible.
Amen.
He's always there.
He said he looks like the Son of God. It was the Son of God. He'll go through the fire.
Amen. That's right. He said, I'll be with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
He'll be there.
Just 2 chapters later, old Daniel's in trouble. What's wrong with him? They're passing him laws again.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Right. That'll do it.
They're passing him laws again.
Yeah, man.
And they said, can't nobody pray to anybody. They say, pray to the king.
Bless him, Father.
He went down.
Bless you, Lord.
Just want you to know that Supreme Court passed another law.
Bless you,
Lord. Just want you to know they said that you can't praise your God anymore.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
And Daniel said, I'll have to pray about that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Listen, brother.
And he went in there and he had a little closet somewhere. He went in the back room somewhere where nobody
thank you,
knows that. And also the Bible said that he opened his windows
where
they could see.
Amen.
And he prayed to God.
Amen.
And they did what they said they were going to do. They brought him lines then.
Yeah.
The old king, let me say something here this morning. People that pass them laws, they better stop and think about them laws they're passing. May affect somebody they love.
Right.
Amen.
That old king loved Daniel. Daniel, he didn't have no problem. I feel like preaching today.
Yeah.
Woo!
I didn't get to preach last Sunday.
Bless the Lord.
I didn't get to preach Wednesday night.
Woo!
And I'm not going to preach tonight.
Oh, me.
I'm going to preach this morning.
Amen.
Amen. The king liked Daniel, eh?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so some of the lost people, they like us.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They wouldn't really do anything to mess us up, Brother Steve. Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
But you see, they get up there and they get thinking about money and all this stuff. And they start signing them papers, and I'll sign this to get this, and you'll do that for me, and this, that, and the other. I know how it goes.
Right.
Amen.
I understand how it works. And
yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. When you sign them papers, you better stop just a minute and think, could this ever affect my grandkids?
My
grandkids, my mom or my dad, or folks in the community I love. So the king didn't think about that when he signed them.
That's right. Amen. That's exactly right.
And he realized it was Daniel. He loved Daniel.
He
was up all night trying to figure out some way to get Daniel out of it.
Yeah.
And when the morning broke, he ran in there and he said, oh, Daniel!
He's your God.
He's your God, Abel. He said, don't worry, old king. He said, I'm all right, for God sent an angel to close the lion's mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
That's him.
Yeah.
If God could do that back then, if he wanted to, don't you think God could do that now?
Still doing it, brother. Still doing it.
You say, yeah, because some people, God didn't send no angel. They killed them. They burned them at the stake. They died.
Right.
Y'all realize that enters into the equation.
Oh, what happened
anyway? It's all God's call.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Amen. Might have a better resurrection there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Might lead somebody to it.
We can stand with God. I'm going to stand with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm not going to be smart-aleckly. I'm not going to be mean. I'm not going to be unkind.
But
I'm going to stand for that Bible.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What can the righteous do? They pray for revival. They prepare for survival. How are we going to survive? You better start training your own kids.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That little baby back there, the Christian's holding.
Yes.
She better not let the public school train it.
Right.
Right. Amen.
You better not let the world train it, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
But you better take that King James Bible.
Amen.
Take a little bit of time. Everybody sit down with that child. And you better say, when they come home and say, Mama, so-and-so's got two daddies.
Yep.
You take that Bible and say, honey, they can't help that. That's not their fault. So let me show you why that's wrong.
Listen.
God says that it's not to be that way.
Amen.
Right. So you train them up. You tell them.
Yes.
And they come home with that little old booklet talk about how you Big Bang Theory something blowed out into somewhere or something and it began to move and grow and then it became somebody and now you're here where you're at. You come here and you say, oh, honey, I know you're down there and I know they're teaching them lies.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
And here's what the Bible says.
Bless you, Brother Ed.
Amen.
That's why you better have them in Sunday school.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Our little granddaughter, she's in Helen's class in Marlins. She comes out every Sunday. She come out and she tell us something. Boy, she got them seven C's down pat.
Yeah. Learn from a child.
Yeah.
Amen.
She'll quote them seven C's.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Corruption. Catastrophe. You know, and so what's the rest of you left to ask her? See, they're getting that.
Yeah.
Right.
They're getting that.
Amen.
You make sure you train them up in what's right.
Amen.
Amen. You can get that in her. Bible says train them up in the way that she's going. When they're old, they won't depart from you.
Yeah.
And you really, really train them up.
Yeah.
What happens? We cut them loose.
Right.
I got an old, I still have Brother Parrish about a little while before I got there in my yard. He's about that high. And I was sitting there drinking coffee the other morning and I said, it looked like that thing was leaning. I don't remember that leaning like that. About 3 days later, I come out and drank the coffee and I looked, it's about that high off the ground leaning that way. But what in the world's going on? You see, at one time I had a stake drove by that apple tree and I had it tied to that stake. And I had a wire around the tree when it was little. Last day that I was mowing that yard, and I seen where that wire was. It was cut into the tree, so I just unwired and cut it loose. And then came all the rain and everything. And I guess the ground salt and it started leaning over. So I got my four-wheel drive Ford truck. I'm a Ford man.
I said, amen.
Last Christmas, we were having a Christmas. Ben, y'all know Ben, Lynn's little boy.
Yeah.
He just got him a new F-150 pickup. He come in, of course, an old one, you know, and everything. He come in, he's still a Weber. But he got this Ford pickup. And Wilbur said, what kind of dog did you get with it?
Yeah.
He said, what do you mean? He said, when you buy a Ford, they give you a dog so you won't have to walk by yourself while you walk. But about 2 months later, the phone rung and I heard my wife talking. I could tell something was wrong. And I said, what's going on? She said, Wilbur's Chevrolet truck won't start. I said, ask him if he wants me to bring my dog over by. But I pulled it up and I tied it and I got it straightened back up. You say, what are you saying? Sometimes through the world and the things of the world, we cut them loose and we let them alone. But I'm glad, listen, you can still get a hold of them and pray and pull them back over. Tie them back where they need to be.
Well,
yes,
pull them.
Amen, that's right.
Pray our children.
Amen.
Trust our God.
Amen.
I'm going to trust my God.
Amen.
Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
And lean not to thine own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all your ways.
Amen.
If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can pray for revival.
Amen.
We can plan with our family and ourselves for survival.
That's right.
Amen.
Bless God, we can. If none of that works, we can presume His arrival.
Yeah. Amen.
Watch for it. If not, He's saved. If I go away, I will come again.
Amen.
He said it.
Right.
Michael said, hey, He'll come again like that.
Yes, watch for it.
He said it. If He said it, won't He do it?
Boy,
I have every right to expect Him to come.
Amen.
You're the one we believe, bro.
Yeah.
Don't let the scoffers discourage you.
Amen.
Right.
2 Peter 3:3 said, in the last days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There come scoffers walking after their own lust.
That's right.
Yeah.
To put it in modern vernacular, they'll say something like this. They've been believing that for years and He'll never come.
Right.
Oh, that's same deer, brother.
You're right.
Yep. Right.
They have. He didn't say when He's going to come.
That's right. He said He was right.
Not today, not the hour.
Yeah. I think not.
That's right.
But He did say He's coming.
Amen.
Amen.
And He gives some telltale signs, and I don't have time to preach that this morning.
Bless Him, Lord.
It looks like it might be near.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
Don't let the scoffers discourage you. Don't let science deceive you.
Amen.
Amen.
See the Bible. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:20, the Bible talks about science falsely so-called.
That's right.
Yeah.
And brother, any science that denies this book is a false science.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
It stood the test down through the years.
Amen.
Amen. See, that's science when they talk about evolution. That's science when they talk about Big Bang theories, but that's falsely, falsely.
Right.
Don't be deceived by that stuff. Quit reading that stuff and start reading your Bible.
Right. Yeah.
Don't be carried away in
simulation. Amen. And if you read it, take your Bible and correct it.
Amen. That's right. Search it out.
And then don't let the sin snare you. See, Luke 21:34-35, he talks about being overcharged with this world.
Yeah.
That the Lord's coming comes upon you like a snare. Mm-hmm. You don't really expect it. You're so caught up in what the world's doing,
right,
looking around at the world and seeing and all that. You just mess it.
Right.
But look, the Bible personally warns us and warns others. Brother says this, the Lord is not slack as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, but not willing that any should perish. But the day of the Lord will come.
Amen.
Like a thief in the night.
Amen.
The heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the earth shall melt with a fervent heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore, seeing all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy and godly conversation, looking forward hastily to come to the day of God?
Yeah.
You say personally warn others? Yes, sir. I think that's how we hasten the day of God. We warn others and give the gospel out that others get saved.
Yeah.
And there it is again, over in Mark 13:33, he says, watch and pray, because you know not the time.
Right. Amen.
He said, the Son of Man is as a man who left his house, gave authority unto his servants, commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know it not at what hour your Lord may come, whether at noon or at midnight or at the cock crowing. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
Yeah.
Presume. That word presume, that means you're expecting it. You're sure it's going to happen.
Amen.
He's going to come.
Yeah.
And then listen, hear. And then purify yourself. Larry and Sheila, they come up on Thursday. They've been staying at the house and some in other places, going to see their friends and this, that, and the other. And I'll have to say it wasn't as bad as what normally is when company's coming. Because, you know, we're close to them, we know them. But boy, usually when company's coming, Max Ellen, she cleans everything, turns everything upside down, the yard's got to be mowed, we need the windows cleaned, and the house washed down. Got to get ready because company's coming. Praise God. He's coming, Eddie.
Amen.
Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us that we might be called the sons of God. The world knoweth us not because knew him not.
Amen, brother. Right.
Doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but when he appears, we shall be like him.
Amen.
We shall see him as he is.
Glory.
Don't miss it. Every man that has this hope within him purifies himself even as he is pure.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
You say, what's that mean? You keep your life clean.
Yeah, quit pulling.
Get the beer out of your life.
Amen.
Get the cussing out of your life.
Amen.
Get the dirty movies out of your life.
Amen.
Get messing church out of your life.
Amen.
Get living a sinful life out of your life.
Amen.
Get cleaned up because he's coming.
Amen.
Amen.
He's coming.
As you meet today.
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? They can pray for revival.
Amen. Yes.
They can prepare for survival.
Yep.
Yeah.
They can pursue his arrival.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. I don't know about you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you ready?
Amen.
Ready or not? Here he comes.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
What's going to happen one of these days? He's going to come.
Yeah.
Amen. It's been a long wait, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah. Amen, bro.
There's old saying, good things wait. Good things happen to them that wait.
Yeah.
Hey.
We've been waiting, brother. It's going to be a good thing.
Hey.
It'll be a good thing. Amen.
Hey.
I'm glad. Praise God. Hey, I want to show you something I've done this morning, but I just stumbled across this reading. Over in Luke 21, 34. I think that's where it was. He said, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that they come upon you unaware. For as a snare, that's like a trap.
Right.
For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole world. Watch ye therefore and pray always, watch ye, that you may be able and worthy to escape. What did I say? Brother, you go through 3.5 years of it if you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, pray that you might escape all these things that shall come to pass.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Getting out of here.
Amen.
Some of you look real happy about it, and some of you look kind of sad about it. If I looked sad about it, I'd get on this old altar and I'd pray that I got glad about it.
Amen.
Because it's coming, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you this morning. It's always good to preach the Word of God, sometimes better than others. I appreciate the Lord's help, appreciate the liberty, and appreciate what you give me, Lord, in this hour. I just had a few little things there. Lord, you added greatly to it, and I believe it's from the Lord. And Lord, our country's in a mess. Our foundations are being destroyed. But Lord, we're not without hope. There's still some things we can do. God, please help us to do them and help us to, Lord, to have the faith to live out our testimony and what we say. Lord, I pray. We got little youngins around here that's going to grow up. If you don't come pretty soon, Lord, they're going to grow up in the greater mess of what we're growing up in. And we've experienced and know, Lord, what one generation did in moderation, the next generation will do in exaggeration. And we can only imagine what the next generation is going to be like. Help us, Lord, to trust our God and keep looking up. Believe in our God, for he's able. Help people get right to the Lord this morning. Do what's right today in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's find the Lord today. You come pray today. The world needs prayer. The country needs prayer. The children need prayer. The grandchildren need prayer. We need prayer. Let's find God today. It's come today. It's coming.
Thank you, Lord, for the time.
Lord, I'm sad.
Lord, such a nice
Lord.
Preaching. I know you don't hear this kind of preaching everywhere, but I'm glad to come here and hear this kind of preaching. Yep. Saturday morning, I thought everybody was asleep. I bowed my knee and was praying in the bedroom 4 o'clock, and the granddaughter come in there, and she said, "Bob, I'm sorry I caught you praying." I said, "Don't worry about that. It's all right." Tell you what, I'm glad that God gave us the privilege, like you said, the weapons of warfare. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're pulling down the strongholds. He gave us the privilege to pray against things that are taking place in our country. It saved my heart. It saved my heart for the generation that will grow up in this mess. I'm 61 also. I don't know how much longer the Lord's going to allow me to be here. It wouldn't bother me a bit if He called me home today. It'd be a blessed honor. I'll tell you right now. I'm about sick. The only thing I'll tell you what, I wish Jesus could walk around down here like He did 2,000 so years ago. I wish He could. I know they'd crucify Him again. I know they'd reject Him again. I know there'd be no room for Him again because there's no room for that Bible today, just like Him. But I tell you what, boy, we need help. Appreciate the preaching.
Amen. Did you ever notice in that Bible how many times concerning the end of time, last days, end of the church age, how many times the Bible uses that word sober? To be sober, that means to be serious. There's no time to be playing games. Time to be serious about our Christianity and our serving God. Amen. Yes.
Oh, I tell you, I had to drive 800 miles, get convicted.
Bless the Lord.
Thank God, you, Sister
Sheila, Lord.
I think you know it yet. Bless you. I'm saved and been saved a long time.
Amen.
But I want to tell you something.
Bless
you. We don't hear it preached like this,
Jackson. That's right.
I've got my own stand slide a little bit.
First.
And it started out easy. And I'm going to have to confess. I had to bow my head before God. Thanks God for giving me.
Amen.
For letting myself slide. The doctor started out saying I had liver. And so I was elevated. And he drank less of wine than everybody. And I don't like wine. I don't want to drink it. I don't care. You need to drink it. I started drinking the glass of wine every night. And you know, before long, I caught myself. I probably had three. Maybe the whole 3 years have been gone, but that's three too many.
Good.
I was out with friends eating Mexican food. I love Mexican. And they're like, "Oh, Sheila, you always loved a margarita with Mexican." I said, "Yeah, I did. I love the taste of it.
Bless.
Not the alcohol, but the sour and the salt and stuff." Well, what's wrong with having one? It's not like you're drunk. I caught myself. I drank one.
Yeah.
And you know what? The next time I went back 4 or 5 months later, I drank another one.
Bless the Lord.
I probably had three in the 3 years we've been there, but that's three too many.
Right.
You know what? That last one that I drank, graduated sixth grade, and we all went out as a family. And you know what I said to a kid in front of her? I read a margarita. Mm-hmm. And bring my child. And you know, back to that, we're talking about the night. And I said, come back to, I'm not drunk. And God didn't tell us to be drunk. And she said, well, who was sitting around the table with you?
Amen.
And I was sure. Like God stuck a knife in my heart. Because mm-hmm. I thought, oh my God, you know, I'm sitting there defending myself. But what if I taught my child?
Bless the Lord.
That it's okay. Right. You can have an alcoholic drink occasionally. So I'm not hurting anybody.
Mm,
I am hurting somebody. I'm hurting myself. I'm hurting my family, my child.
Sure.
And y'all don't realize how lucky you are here. I met Larry and I visited 15 churches since we've been there. We'll be there 3 years next month. And I can truthfully sit here and tell you, I have never sat through a service down there and had conviction like I had today.
Amen.
You don't get convinced.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't get King James Bibles.
Amen, Sister Sheila.
King James Bible.
People amen.
You know, and you might not just yourself, you might everybody. You know, my daughter's like, and she's the only child to have King James Bible.
Woo.
And I know she does it for love, but she doesn't realize what. My sister bought her an IV Bible. Because that's what everybody else was using in Sunday school. Hey, I mean, it's like that's what you find in those areas, and that shows you how God. They have kicked him out of it.
Right,
you know,
right.
The churches, you can't tell you're in church no more than if he's at Walmart. They're in there with shorts on and tank tops. You know, we didn't even know who the preacher was 90% of the time. You'd visit a church and you'd think, you know, well, I'm going to see a suit and tie here.
Listen up.
The preacher, there's no pulpits. There's no altars. You know, the preacher sits up there in the chair. If he has a Bible, you know, and if he does, he don't have the right one. And they just talk, and you know, you don't realize how bad. So I was sitting here today.
Ooh.
How easy you let yourself slide when you don't get to hear the good preaching.
Then
you realize, okay, I let my standards slide just a little bit. And then I let it slide a little bit more. And I let it slide a little bit more.
Boy.
I tell you, every one of you all in this building, you ever get on your knees every night, thank God.
Yeah.
That you got what you got.
Amen.
If I can offer you up and take you with me, that would be my heart for prayer. Just to be able to walk in church in Arlington, Texas, that truly worship God, because we have it there.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's not there, but I'm saying we haven't found it yet.
Bless
the Lord. I'm just praying. This church, this country is bad.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when you go and visit as many churches as we do, went to different denominations. I'm okay. I ain't finding the Baptist. We'll visit the Methodist for a while. We went there a little while. We didn't find that. We went to church according to the Central a little while. You can go find it there. It's like, you know, there has to be at least a church here somewhere. Why do we not find a church that preaches God instead of just love? Like you said, boy, you said that I'm so sick of hearing love. You know, God loves us. Yes, he does. But he is sick and tired of us. And everybody accepts it. It's no big deal. You just don't understand what you have here. And I'm telling y'all, you should thank God every day that you have what you have. And I wish I could bother you.
Bless you, Sister
Sheila. I do. And then I just had to ask God to forgive me today because I let my own self slide.
Honest soul up there. Amen.
Amen.
That car drove back and I said a word.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She'd probably been miserable, but she could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like that tree, you know.
Yeah.
Pull her back up. Tie her right again. Get back where she needs to be. And her daughter, she may have saw her drink and whatever it was she drunk, but she heard her say what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't go back on that. She stays by that. That'll fix that.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. All right. So, she's not lying either. I'll admit, when she told me about the churches down there, I thought, you know, she just... But I'm going to Dallas, Texas in January. God lets me live to preach down there with a bunch of preachers. And they told me the reason they wanted to go down there and have this meeting is because there's nothing down there. Which was a shock to me. And it sounded like a missionary field, don't it?
Yes.
Sounded like somewhere where somebody needs to go and start some good churches.
Amen, Brother Rick.
Amen. All right, anybody else?
Brother Rick, don't like to say when the wet, dry boat came to Glasgow, you know, it really upset me that it cried. Because I was born and raised here, and there's one alcohol in my town. And the Lord convicted me of that. And they said, well, just because there's alcohol here doesn't mean you have to go. And so I've had to explain that several times to people, and I'm like, well, come on out and eat. And Sheila, what happened to her is the reason why I don't go. It's not because I think I'm too good to go. It's because I know what can happen.
Oh, yeah.
in the wrong place at the wrong time and the wrong day, any of us can fall prey.
Snares.
And that's the reason I don't go to places and don't go to alcohol, because I know there's going to be a weakness, or the devil's going to tempt you, or it's going to be the wrong day, wrong time. And
that's
one thing to
signal
for that. Amen.
Why
the Lord convicts you and
start
things and doesn't convict somebody else.
Amen. Let me say this. Half of my wife never tells me anything. It's been a while since I preached on drinking, although I have been looking at it a lot here lately in the Bible. And I didn't know that was going on with her, but the Lord knows. The Holy Spirit knows. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad God can. You see, it says the Word of God, it discerns thoughts and their intents. It's
sharp.
Like it is a living book. Amen. Amen. So if you tell my wife something, I promise you she never tells me nothing. She's a faithful. The Bible said a faithful spirit, it conceals a man.
Yeah.
And she does that. And she told me why she does that one day. Because she said, when you get up there and preach about it, I don't want it to be because I told you something.
Right.
I want it to be because the Lord gave it to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Brother Richard, we're just glad to be back today and let y'all put up with us.
Bless him, Lord.
All this, and it's like the drinking and all this stuff. It's like, always talking about the drug lords coming in, you know, the vaccines, you know, drug lords, breaking drug business. It's like I told people, we didn't have all these drug hits here, it wouldn't be coming here.
Right.
The judge would give a pat on the wrist, let them out, you know, it's all money.
Yeah.
Like the one man got out of prison, he made $7 million worth of $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All he got was 7 years.
Sold himself to
sin. Made a judge off. It's all for whatever the dollar says, that's the way it, you know. Mm-hmm. The rich man makes the rules.
Amen.
Poor man, worth a man to buy.
Yeah. That's right. Good to have y'all up.
Yeah.
Praying. Safe to going back. All right, anybody else? All right. Everybody's heart's clear. Don't forget service tonight at 6 o'clock. Brother Nathan's going to be bringing the message tonight. Pray for him this evening. Don't forget our radio broadcast at 4:30 or 4 o'clock on the King of Kings Radio, 88.3. It's also on the web. If you don't have a radio, you can pick it up on your computer. And so pray for our radio program. We've been getting some feedback from it here lately. God's using it, so we're thankful. All right, we're going to bow our heads to dismiss a prayer. I'm going to ask Brother David Lowe, he will dismiss us for a word of prayer this morning.
Heavenly Father, bless you, Lord, to hear the truth.
Yes, Lord, we thank you from the heart.
And Lord, sort of like Peter in John chapter 6, where else can we turn to, Lord?
That's right, where can we go?
Thou hast the words to eternal life. These troublesome days we live, Lord.
Bless my brother, Lord.
We ain't got nowhere else to go.
Bless him, Father.
But there ain't nowhere else I want to go, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful you reached out and saved me, Lord.
Bless him.
I pray to set an example in front of my son, Lord.
Help us.
I pray to do right. Though the stars would fall from the sky, I pray to do right, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Pray that we as a people will grab a hold of a resolve.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to stand for right, Lord. There does come a time when enough is enough. And surely we are there, Lord. Help us, your children, leave this place.
Yes, Lord.
And do what is right, Lord.
Yes.
Speak what is right. Live what is right. 7 days and 7 nights a week, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
For surely you come quickly, Lord. And surely you'll bring your reward with us. Help us be faithful. Help us be through, Lord. We'll thank you forever and ever and ever, Lord Jesus. And all God's glory and say,
Amen. Amen.